Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Dabar al Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. She take from me truma me'eis kolish asher yidvenu liboy tikhu as trumasi. From every man whose heart desires, you should take my truma. The Medrash over here quotes a pasuk, famous Medrash, hado d'chsiv ki lekach toiv nasati lochem toirasi al tazayvu. Shlomo HaMelech says, I've given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. So the Medrash, al tazvu es ha-mekach shenasati lochem. Do not forsake this mekach that I've given you. Some people, they buy a mekach of gold, but it doesn't have kesef. They buy kesef, it doesn't have gold. They buy fields, it doesn't have vineyards included in the sale. They buy vineyards, it doesn't have regular fields. The Torah it includes everything. Usually when a meicher sells something, he doesn't sell himself with the object. The Torah, I come along with the Torah. The famous marshal, Lamelech, gave away his only daughter to a prince. The prince came to take her. You know, he's marrying her. So the Melech says, this is Biti Yechidi Eini Yochel Lifer Sheimena. I can't separate from her. To tell you not to take her, I can't do that either. So this I ask of you, wherever you go, I say the Kitan Ketana, make from your little dwelling place, I should be able to be in your vicinity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with the Torah. So I was always wondering, what is the shaykhus between this pasuk and v'yikhu li truma, v'yikhu is a mekach, and this is also a mekach. But why do we bring down over here all of a sudden Teirasi al Tazoy? We're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. For good, the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah in the Torah, and the Beis HaMikdash tachas centers around Torah, the Luchos and the Yarein. Fine, but like, what's up with this pasuk here specifically? What's the connection with the parasha? Secondly, what is Shlomo HaMelech being chadish to us over here? Ki lechach toiv nasati lochem teirasi al tazayv. Don't forsake the Torah. What's this chiddush? I mean, the Torah says you have to keep the mitzvahs. Ramach mitzvahs asay, shesam mitzvahs loisa asay. And the Torah was kairos kama brisos and kama as horrors and warnings mitoichiches. You know, you have to keep the Torah. So what exactly is Shlomo HaMelech being mechadish over here in Teirasi al Tazayv? That's horror number two. Horror number three. The Baal HaTurim brings down over here that the word truma is the same letters as Torah Mem, the Torah that was given in 40 days. Again, a connection with Torah. And also, what's the Hadgasha of the Torah that was given in 40 days? Why is that of importance over here? So I heard a shmooze from a rab, Rabbi Yeshua Eichenstein, Shlita, he was here in America. He gave a shmooze by Yosem Besifta, the time was Rosh Yeshiva, of Yeshiva Yad Aaron, in Yerushalayim. And he spoke about a Gemara, in famous Gemara, Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Pehei. The Gemara says over there, quotes a pasuk. It says, in Yirmiya, Mi ho ish ha-chocham, v'yoven ha-zois, v'asher diber pi Hashem elov, who is the chocham? And who is the one that Hashem spoke to him? V'yagido, he should be able to tell us, al-me of the ha-oretz. Why did the land perish? Man ba'is rishin. Dovrizel Ruchachomim Veloy Pirshu, Nevihim Veloy Pirshu, Achapirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma Shenemar, Vayomer Hashem Al Ozvam Es Teirasi. Mamish what Shlomo HaMelech says, Teirasi Al Tazaibu. Why did they lose the land? Because Al Ozvam Es Teirasi. Amr of Yehuda Merab, what does that mean? They left the Teirah? Shloy Baruch Hu Ba'Teirah Tchilu. They did not make Berchus HaTeirah. So the Ranam Masechtas Nedarim Dav Pei Aleph brings down Rabbeinu Yonah that says that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im could not say pshat in this. Because what Shad al-Azim is Teirasi. They saw Klal Yisrael was learning Teirah. Klal Yisrael was keeping the mitzvahs. So they couldn't understand what's al-Azim is Teirasi. You need an HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu v'atzma. He understood what was going on inside Klal Yisrael. Shloy Baruch Hu b'Teirah Tchila. Why did they not make a bracha? It wasn't choshev enough in their eyes to make a bracha. It was a nice intellectual pursuit. It was a nice geshmak Rashba, nice geshmak Rukiva Eger, but to make a bracha on it, so that you know, that was not chashiv enough for them. And that caused the land to perish. So Rabbi Einstein Shliti said, what's the nekudah over here that they didn't make a bracha? He says, when you learn the Torah, you have to realize this is a matona that came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't make a bracha on the Torah, that shows you're not makatayif to Hashem. You don't realize what you got over here. Onoichi, Hashem Elokeicha, Onoichi, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kufhei, Ano Nafshoi Kisobis Yehovas. I by myself wrote it and I gave it to you. This is a present straight from Hashem. He gave us his essence in the Torah. So number one, it's mechayiv was to be makatayif. But number two, it's a mechayiv that we can't just learn Torah and just keep the mitzvahs. It has to change us. It has to impact us. It has to turn us into different people. A person could learn Torah, and it doesn't make a roshim on him. It doesn't have any effect on him. He's not really a chelik. Torah doesn't become a chelik of him. That's not Hashem's Torah. That's called learning Torah, but at the same time, leaving the Torah. You're not taking the essence out of the Torah. It's out of Kodesh Lebracha said over. He used to spend time in the Oxford Library before World War II. He got the Sefer Kikoyin Diyoina. He's the one that published it. He got it from over there. He was Isaac with manuscripts. They have a lot of manuscripts there. So he once met a person there that was a Bucky in Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Rishayim with all the different Girsais. The fellow was, he wasn't even Jewish. He was a guy. So when Michal Bess said this over to his Talmidim, he says, is it shy to say on such a person, on such a goyim, he's a sar ha-tayr, he's a prince of tayr, he's a chas v'shalom. Not shy to say something like that. Because the Torah, he wasn't m'shabed himself to anything. He wasn't m'chayed himself to anything. He didn't feel it necessary to change a mashu. So he stored up the intellectual pursuit in his brain. That's like a chamor that carries a box, molei, shas, bavli, Yerushalmi, but there's no shaykhs to the chamor. That's what it is. That's not called the Sara Torah. Torah has to impact. Torah has to change the person. Has to mamish permeate his whole mitzvahs. That's what Torah is. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was warning about. I gave you a Mekach Torah, but don't make something else out of it than it's supposed to be. Torasi al tazoivu. Do not leave the essence of the Torah. Kiyam HaMitzvahs. If you do it only in a shitriyazdik way, and the mitzvahs don't permeate what you're doing to learn from the mitzvahs, whether it's a mitzvah of chesed, whether it's a mitzvah that's negeya to yira, then you're not taking my Torah. You're leaving my Torah. Torasi al tazoivu. And this is why I'm of the Haaretz. Because the Torah was not impacting him. If they weren't making Birchas HaTorah, they didn't appreciate it came from Hashem. They didn't appreciate it's the ways of Hashem. And the Mela, that's called Ozrim as Torasi. The Torah didn't impact them. But with this, he could understand what Shaykhs it has over here to this parasha. Because famous memory, it's not Mamish Gemara, but the Al Shech HaKodesh quotes it, and others quote it, V'osuli Migdosh V'shachanti B'Soychon. B'soichoy lo inema. It doesn't say b'soichoy in the Mishkan. B'soicham. I want to rest amongst each and every one of them. For that, the Medrash quotes, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest within each and every one of us? If you don't leave the Mekach, if you allow the Torah to permeate your whole Mitzias, you make yourself into a Beis HaMikdash. The way to do that is through Torah, but not just learning Torah. And not just being Mekayim Mitzvahs in a chitzoniyazdik way, nor to suck out the essence of what the Torah represents. That's called Torasi al tazoivu. They didn't do that Bizman Bayis Rishna Memela. That's Alkain of the Aretz. Shlomo HaMelech says Torasi al tazoivu. And that also explains the Baal HaTurim. The Truma is Torah Mem, which is given in 40. The number 40 represents a new yetzirah, a new creation. A vlad, a child, is formed in 40 days. There's arboin yakenu malchus, kivon sheniklo la'inecho ochicho. He becomes a different person. A mikvah is arboin soh. It changes the person from a tummy to a tar. So the number 40 represents a total change. That's Torah Mem. The Torah is supposed to affect you. It's supposed to impact you. And that is the way you become a Beis HaMikdash. So v'asu li migdash v'shachanti v'soichon. I've said over probably a number of times, Rav Shimon Schwab There's a bach once came back, Venazmanims. He says, what are you learning? Yes, what are you learning in yeshiva? Well, he says, we're doing Bava Kama. So he says, you're doing Bava Kama, but what's Bava Kama doing to you? You know, Torah, Bava Kama has the impact. I once heard from Rabbi Victor Miller that he was doing his mashgiach in Chaim Berlin. So it was a bach, the yeshiva was learning Bava Kama Perek Meruba. And this bach was learning out of a Gemara that he had taken from Rabbi Victor Miller's shul. So Miller noticed it. And he said, did you ask Rishus to take it? He said, yeah, no one's using it, you know. No one's using it anyway. She says, you're learning Perek Meruba. Perek Meruba deals with Hilchus Gneiva, and you're learning out of a stolen Gemara. No. Torah is supposed to impact. It's supposed to change you. It's supposed to turn you into a Beis HaMikdash. That is the tachlis of the Torah. V'yichluli truma, the famous question is, L'chore, it should have said v'yitnuli truma, not v'yichluli truma. So as Yadua, the Brisker Rav, the Ketzadu V'Kadosh L'Bracha says, that this v'yichluli truma is not going on the donors, the ones that are giving the nedavos. It's going on the Gizbori Hegdish. And the halacha is, you have to be zoicher from the nab, and you have to be zoicher l'shem the tzibur. Because everything that was used, the things that were used through the Beis HaMikdash belong to the whole tzibur. The Karbanas tzibur, right, that zikr, had to be zoicher l'shem the tzibur. So v'yikhu li l'shmi l'shem Hashem l'shem the tzibur, it's an azhara on the gizbarim, they should take it and be zoicher l'shem the tzibur. I saw it brought down from Rav Shach, Zechazavi v'kodesh l'vracha, that he said, I mean, the famous medrash that says that every v'yitnu is really a v'yikhu. That when you're giving, you're really taking for yourself. You're taking bracha, you're taking nitzvias, that's your dua. But Rav Shach said it a little bit in a different nusach. Rav Shach said, whenever there's a v'yitnu, it means you were zoicha to give. To be able to give is a schus. Not everybody's zoicha to give. It's a special schus that they give him in a shemayim. There's many wealthy people that don't have the schus to give. And he quoted a Gemara, Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah that Memtes says, Amar of Elazar, Kala Oysa Tzedaka U'Mishpat, Ki Ilu Mile Kala Oylem Kula Chesed. You did Tzedaka, you think you did one little maisa, you filled the whole world with Chesed, Shenemar, Oyev Tzedaka U'Mishpat, Chesed Hashem Mol Haaretz. Maybe you'll say that whoever wants to can do it. And that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hayokar Chazdecha Elokim, that means you have to place your heart to it and be Tereyach to be Roidev after it. If you don't place your heart to doing Chesed, you can be oblivious to it. I know a number of cases where people are mamish going under and they have relatives that are mega wealthy. Totally oblivious, mamish, no shaykhis. It's not I allowed to help. It's rachmanis. I have rachmanis on those people. You know, you have a close relative that mamish can't survive. You know, and have to come on to others and the relatives. No mamish, no shaykhis to understanding. You have to be zoicha. So Shach says that's pshat. It says v'yikhu li truma. That in order to be able to give, you have to be zoicha. That doesn't just need to be zoicha to have the wherewithal to give. Because the emes is those that want to give, they give even if they don't have. That's a kal gadol. But you have to be zoicha to have the seichel and to be oimed on doing chesed for others. That takes a tremendous, tremendous chus. So that is the v'yikhu over here. It's a schus to give. Rav Shach says that he saw firsthand Rav Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was the Gadol Hador in Torah. The Chofetz Chaim did not make a move without Rav Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was the Gadol Hador. Chofetz Chaim said Rav Chaim Oizer, he is Klal Yisrael. There was once Shaila, the yeshivas needed money, and they said if Rav Chaim Oizer goes to America, there are people there that can help him raise $1 million in those days. So Chaim Oizer said, Pasha, I can't go, even though he was not well. You know, so somebody said, but maybe spend yourself. Chofetz Chaim got up. He said, Rav Chaim Oizer is Klal Yisrael. And if he's not feeling well, that means Klal Yisrael is not feeling well, he is not allowed to go. Finished. So this Rav Chaim, the Gadol Hador, Rav Shach said, I witnessed with my own eyes. I once came to speak to him in learning.
So he was torn. He says, I have to leave now. Come with me. Come with me. I have to take care of something. What did he have to take care of? There was just a yid by him 2 minutes before that he had a certain tzaira. He needed money. So Chaim Moshe gave him all the money he had. And he says, in a couple of days, I'm getting more money. I'll give you more money then. But he forgot to ask for the address or the phone number or whatever. So, oh yeah, I forgot to ask the address. So he went out, and Roshach's standing there with him, and Chaim Moshe was stopping every passerby. Did you see somebody leave my house just now? He looked like so and like so. He said, go to Lador, you know? And it was not a tirchet to him, nothing. He's sitting there in front of his house asking people if they saw a certain person. He got, your mama saw on him how to him the biggest zach was to do a chesed for somebody else. So that's the pshat. You have to be zoichet to that. I heard a maisa that somebody once came, a gvir, an old man. He didn't have any children. He wanted to donate money, a big, big amount of money to Yeshiva's Kfar Chassidim. Mamash, good chelik of his estate. Ooh, wow. Mamash, Yeshiva needed money desperately. So he made up a day. He's going to bring his lawyers. And Yeshiva brought a lawyer there. And he sits down to sign. And last minute, he says, I have to think it over. I have to think it over. Give me a couple of days. I have to think it over. He was nifta 2 days later. So she was terribly disappointed. So somebody mentioned it to Rabbi Elopian. So why didn't you tell me? I could have davened to be held it back. You see a person that's not, you know, he could have given, you know, he was mamish seconds away from giving, and so close yet so far. You have to be zoichet to be able to give. Also, Dr. Shach, that every v'yitnu is really a v'yikhu, it's a schus that you have. So the Svarna, at the end of last week's parasha, on the pasuk Vayovei Moshe b'soicha ana, Vayhi Moshe b'har. So the Sipurna says that the tzivui of building the Mishkan came only after the Maisa Ha'egel. Before the Maisa Ha'egel, there was no need for a tzivui of the Mishkan, because before the Maisa Ha'egel, every place was roi for Hashroas Hashchinah. Like it says, "B'chol mokayim asher askir es shmi avay elech." Wherever I mention any place, I'll come to you. So, unfortunately, after the Chet Ha'egel, the place became full of tumah, and he needed a mokayim yuchet to build for the Mishkan. Also, before the Chet Ha'egel, he didn't bedavka need kahanim to do the avodah. You know, the b'chayrim were roy. He didn't bedavka need shevet Levi. The Chet Ha'egel, Shevet Levi was the only one that stood up for the covenant of Hashem, so it became yuchit to them. Also, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to Har Sinai three times. Why do you have to go up three times for? So he says, because he was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a new creation, like we said before, Kimei Yitziris Havlat, to be Kaina and to bring upon himself the Shem Hashem. He says, after the first time he was there, really, it should have been Karan Arponov, but he lost it because of the Chet Ha'egel. Right? He had to go back up again another 40 days and 40 nights to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the Yemei Kas, he couldn't be zoichet to it. He went up a third time. It was a Na'i Yitzira, and he brought back upon himself again the Shechina, and then he came back with Karan Arponov. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Teferis Tzvi, going at Tzadik of Yecheskel Aron Partzovitz. He says, Tzadik Zepela, why do you have to go back up three times? And why did the Klal Yisrael lose the ability to have a Mishkan everywhere? It was the Erev Rav that did the Chait, and they already got rid of the Erev Rav. They got their Reinish, whoever was involved got their Reinish already. They were out of the way. So why couldn't you have the Mishkan still every place? Says Shmami not from over here, that even though most of Klal Yisrael was not involved, but the very fact that they saw it, it was mashpia on them, and that ruined everything. But not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the mountain, he had no shaykhs to the Chet Ha'egel. And he needed a Yitzira Chadasha once, and he yitzira chadasha a second time, and he wasn't zoich at the Karan Arponov until after the third time. What's that? You see from over here, the koyach of chait and the hashpo of chait, it's like nuclear fallout. Ramon al-Islam. You know, you have nuclear, you know, fallout from a bomb. It stays there for a long time, and it spreads, and it's contamination. That is the koyach ha-chait, and that's a very, very scary thing. It says, v'asisa menayra zohav tar. So the Chasam Sofer brings down, Mishem, one of the kadmoinim, that the reason why the Torah places the shulchan before the menayra, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu was magdim, says smag zvulun b'tzeischem yisachar v'ayalecha. So he puts zvulun before yisachar. Why? Because without the supporter of Torah, you can't have Torah. Right? Zvulun is the one that gives chizuk and kayach to yisachar. So Mimele is right to be magdim him. The shulchan is merameis on parnosi, the one that's magzik Torah. The menayra is on the Chochmas HaTorah. It says, Kol Roitzeh Sheyashir, Roitzeh Sheyashir is Yatzpin, face towards the Tzofein. Roitzeh Sheyachkim, Yadrim, face to the Doron. V'simoneich, the Shulchan is in Tzofein, and the Menayr is in Doron. So since the Shulchan represents the Machzikei HaTorah, I have to put them first. So what about the Aron? The Aron came before all of them. What happens to the support of Torah? Zokta Chasam Sofer, that there's two dargis in Talmidei Chachamim. There's a tzaddik gomer, like Chanina ben Doisa. Chanina ben Doisa, Chazal say, Kol ha'olam eina nizan elu b'shvil Chanina. Baskol comes out. Kol ha'olam eina nizan elu b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The Chanina b'ni is dailoi b'kav charuv me'er Shabbos l'er Shabbos. That kind of a tzaddik does not need support of anybody. He gets by with a little bit, and lehepach, he is the one that supports the world. That's the madreg of the Aron. It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's mufka from everything. But you have the Talmud Chacham. That's not mamish on that madreg, at least not yet. That's represented by the Menayra. And that, Taka needs the Shulchan to support it. So that, we put the Shulchan before the Menayra because of that. I was thinking, last week we spoke about the mission in Ovis. It says, Main derech eretz, ein Torah. Main Torah, ein derech eretz. So which one came first? So we said, Pshat from Rabbeinu Yoina. But I was thinking that if derech eretz over here could be taich parnosa, which it is taich in other places. It's talking about two different kinds of Talmidei Chacham. The main derech eretz, ein Torah, is talking about the lower derech of Talmud Chacham. If you don't have the support, lechatchila, you're not going to have Torah. But lehepach, the Talmud Chacham and the Madrega of Rav Chanina ben Doisa, ein Torah, then there's no derech eretz for the rest of the world. Because kol ha'olam mein and he's an el b'shul Chanina b'ni. Ev shekem and azab. Here's a Moridiki Chassam Sofer. Moridiki is Sofer, the Chassam Sofer. Kichol asher ani mara ischo. Eis tabnis ha-mishkon, eis tabnis kol keila, v'chein tasu. The words v'chein tasu are extra. Like everything I show you, tabnis, that's the way it's done. So what's the hisof of v'chein tasu? So Rashi brings down Chazal Darshan, v'chein tasu l'doymas. If one of the kelim get lost, or when you build the Beis Hamikdash, Beis Olamim, and you make the shulchan, the menorah, all the different kelim, v'chein tasu, you have to make it just like you made these. So the pashtus of Rashi is mashma that all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash for Dairis are exactly like the Mishnah. So, back to Ramban, I don't know that's Emes. She is Chayv Shloim Alasas. Kli Beisoy Lomim, Kitab Neseilu. The Mizbeach HaNechoy, She Shloim HaMelech made it 20 Amos by 20 Amos. 20 Amos long. And that's different than the Mizbeach over here in the Mishkan. So, you see clearly that Shloim HaMelech did not do in Beisoy Lomim, you know, what we did over here in the Mishkan. That's the kasha that Ramban asks, a shtarka kasha. Some Sofer asks another question. You could ask a kasha punt lehepach, why did the Torah have to say v'chein tasa l'dayris? Where would you have a havamina? You could make your own measurements of kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the way it is. Is it different than tefillin or all the different klei ha-mitzvah that we have? We don't deviate. So what's the havamina over here? You could deviate, right? And who gave Mishkan Shiloi and Beis Olamim Rishus to change that? Now, Hagam, it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, that David HaMelech told Shlomo, HaKoil Biksav, Miyad Hashem Olai Yiskil. Everything is Biksav, what Hashem told us, B'Nevuah, he learned it with Shmuel HaNavi. That could be, have to understand. You know, how's a Navi allowed to be Mechadosh something that wasn't given over? Look at Chil, it says, Eila HaMitzvahs, She'ein HaNavi Rashoi, to be Mechadosh anything. So some Sofer says, Amori Dikichidosh. It says, even though from the Pasuk V'chein Tasu, it says, this is the way you should do it, and it's a chumrah, for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a melech, and a navi, and a kohen gadol, and an urim v'tumim, just like you had by the Mishkan. But there's also a tremendous kula in V'chein Tasu, and that is that you're allowed to change according to the zman based on the navi. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the kelim were, and he did it al pi the ma'ariv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chayn ta'asa l'dayris, whatever the Navi's going to tell you in that generation, the chayn ta'asa al pi the Navi, which means here is an exception to the rule. A Navi Taka does not have the rishus to be mechadish anything on his own, right? But here the Torah is megala b'feir shekula, the chayn ta'asa l'dayris, you should do it al pi what the Navi tells you, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did it out, what he was commanded at that time, so too you have a hetzer to do that. Those are the chassam sages. I answered the Ramban's kasha. That ain't a chanami. The chayn tassel l'deris doesn't mean you have to make the exact size. No, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did it out, pinavuah, so to you. So, Rabbi Yidl Haru was the Jikover Rebbe, the Chitzavik Vekodesh Levracha. He used to say that the chassam sofer very often stims with Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchim. They a lot of times they happen to the same thing. They say it in a different surah. The yard sign is on the same day. Chafei Tishrei. Well, the Chassam Sofer for different years, but the yard sign is on the same day. She says the Kedushas Levi says a Moyer Dikazach. He says the tablets of the Mishkan had to be in the surah of what the Ruchnius was inside. The Mishkan was a levush for the Ruchnius and the Kedusha that was inside. So he says, at different times, there were different madregas of Asheros Ashkina, different madregas of Kedusha, so the Chitzonius changed l'fi what the Ruchnius was at that time. So by Nevuah, Chazal say, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Esnamnim Esignan Echad. It's totally on the madrega of the Navi, it's totally on the madrega of the generation. It's the same with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is arranged and built l'fi the ruchnius l'fi the hashros hashkina of that generation. So he teaches the pasuk that that's the pshat. Kichol Hashem ani mitzav oyska. Just like by nevuah, there's two nevi'im. Nobody is misnave in the same way. Everybody l'fi his madregan. Everybody l'fi his dar. Kain tasa. That's the way you do the mishkan. Also, everything l'fi his generation. Right. This generation had its madrega of Asheros Hashkina, and this one also. But look, Chiddush was a vegeshtel. The chayn tas is koveya that you do it al pi the novi of that generation. It's a mori the giz, mori the kibshat. A guten Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.